There was a beggar man lying on his deathbed, and his last words were to his youngest son, who had been his constant companion during his trips begging. And he said to him, "My dear son, I have nothing to give you except a cotton bag and a dirty bronze bowl, which I got in my younger days from the junkyard of a rich lady." After his father's death, the boy continued begging, using the bowl his father had given to him. One day, a gold merchant dropped a coin in the boy's bowl, and he was surprised to hear a familiar clinking sound. "Son, let me check your bowl," the merchant said. And to his great surprise, he found that the beggar's bowl was made of pure gold. "My dear young man," he said, "why do you waste your time begging? You're a rich man. That bowl of yours is worth at least $30,000. My sisters and brothers, I believe that we are often like this beggar boy who failed to recognize and appreciate the value of his bowl. We fail to recognize the infinite worth of the Holy Spirit living within each of us, sharing his abundant gifts and charisms with us. I'd like to talk today about seeing on a human level, a physical level, and a spiritual level. Actually, we can go through some of the scriptures from the Easter season and see that seeing with our eyes is different than recognizing something or someone in faith. Recognizing things is having the spiritual insight to see them at their deepest level, their deepest meaning. And that's what it means to be a person of faith imbued with the Holy Spirit. Let us recall that on Easter morning, Mary Magdalene sees someone at the tomb of Jesus whom she believes is the gardener. But when this man speaks her name very tenderly, she moves from seeing a gardener to recognizing Jesus Christ. Another resurrection story has two disciples walking distraught from Jerusalem to a town called Emmaus, and they encounter a stranger. They are really talking to Jesus of Nazareth, and their eyes are only open in recognition at the breaking of the bread. And they realize that Jesus, who had been crucified, was truly the one who was speaking with them. One of the most famous stories, of course, is Thomas, given the adjective doubting Thomas, because he refuses to believe his brother disciples who told him that they had truly seen the Lord. Jesus, when he appears with them, Thomas present, invites Thomas to a scary level of recognition because he invites Thomas to put his hands into his wounds, touch them. In essence, Jesus tells Thomas, "When you get in contact with my suffering or the suffering of any other person, you will move from seeing to recognizing." And Thomas says then with great faith, "My Lord and my God." Many people echo Thomas's words during the consecration at Mass, seeing merely bread and wine presented by the congregation, then elevated and prayed over by the priest, and then recognize his body and blood, soul and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. And so it is also the same with the conversion of Saul. When Jesus appeared to him, he said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Now, this is strange because Jesus at this point had already ascended. So Saul was not persecuting Jesus personally. Saul was, however, persecuting the followers of Jesus. So the implication is that Saul was to recognize or see Christ in his followers. Do not just look at them as enemies you disagree with, but recognize that I am in them. And when you hurt them, you really hurt me. So what does that mean for us? I believe that it's an invitation to always move from seeing to recognizing, or seeing spiritually at a deeper level. I can say that as I look out at the congregation this morning, I see individual people, some of you whom I know and whose names I can remember. But when I move to recognition, I know that you are all the body of Christ, that the Holy Spirit is given to you and residing within you. And just like Paul was invited to believe that, so I am to treat you and act as if I would want to act if Jesus himself were sitting in front of me. So this is the same act of faith that Mary Magdalene had, that Thomas had, that the disciples on the road to Emmaus had. We, like them, are to move from seeing a gardener, a wounded person, a stranger, and anyone else as one in Christ. This is a challenge. It's hard to do, but it is something that I believe is possible through awareness, desire, and practice. The spiritual discipline of contemplation is a rich part of our tradition. Especially going even back to the Middle Ages, saints taught that we have a third eye, which is an intuitive eye of understanding or contemplation. They described the third eye as knowing something simply in our hearts by being calmly present to it. This spiritual practice corresponds to the scripture examples I shared and the teaching of Jesus himself. It moves us out of purely dualistic thinking, which is the foundation of almost all suffering and violence in the world. God has given most of us human eyes to see physically. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, he gives us the insight to recognize him in this beautiful world, which is soaked throughout with the divine presence. The Holy Spirit makes all things new and empowered the first disciples to move from fear to bold proclamation, even taking risks to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. That same Holy Spirit empowers us to move through any of our own fears of other people and recognize each neighbor as a brother or sister, shining with the light of the Holy Spirit.